TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe we make a few of you laugh as well.
This week, Andy shaves his beard, Tim does a poor job of helping move his mother-in-law, and we talk about Bright and Aquaman. And when you hear this sound...
That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
Sister
Here
fuckers.
You are.
I'm Tim, the T in TanCast. The uppercase T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, but I got that little squiggly tail thing going on in TanCast.
I'm Noah, the N in the TanCast.
But he's got the N-Yay doohickey above it.
N-Yay, what is that?
N-Yay, yes.
What is the N-Yay?
The thing above it? The squiggle?
Okay.
The letter with the N with the squiggle above it is N-Yay, but I don't know what the name of the squiggle is.
Oh, I don't know. I feel like I heard that somewhere, like N-Yay, some, I don't know. Anyways, welcome.
Are you talking about the singer, Enya?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's a Tilda.
Who can say what the shit does?
Yes. Yes. Enya. Yes.
Enya. Right, we've successfully introduced each other.
Speaking
Step
of
one
shit
is complete.
From the 80s, we watched Labyrinth with my son last night.
Huh.
It was like a 30th anniversary Blu-ray.
And what did he think of it?
I think he liked it. I don't think that he noticed exactly how tight David Bowie's pants were.
I mean, did you point out to him? Because these are things a young man needs to know about.
No, but my wife and I spent the movie pointing it out to each other behind his head.
Do you see how
Look,
tight
son,
his pants
that's
are?
A man's dick.
That's a rock
see a dick
cock.
Like that, you respect it.
That is a rock cock.
That's a dick you respect, young sir.
Respect your girth ears. Girthers? Nah, I don't know.
No, girthers are the people who don't believe that Donald Trump is actually 239 pounds.
That is true. I have heard that.
Yep.
Oh, really? That's the true thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were just being funny.
It was the people. It was a play on the people who didn't think Obama was born in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And they were called birthers. And
yeah,
so
yeah.
The people who don't believe he's born, they're called girthers. I mean, not fat. The people think he's fat. They're called girthers. Yay.
Yes. They're also called people with eyeballs.
Good to know.
Yeah.
I feel a little smarter.
The more you know.
Ding, 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 ding.
The less you'll listen to this shitty podcast. Woo.
I'll let you guys talk about whatever, but I hear my kids having a breakdown in the other room again. So
neat.
I'm going to have to go slap some faces around.
Have fun with that.
Andy, did you watch Counterpart?
I have not watched Counterpart yet. I was actually working my way through Ozark. Like I watched one episode of it before Counterpart recorded, and now I got to finish the binge.
Okay.
Because, I mean, this is probably something I'll tell Tim when he gets back, although it's probably not a show Tim will watch. Because it is dark, dark as fuck.
Ozarks?
I think it's just singular, Ozark.
Oh, Ozark.
But it's on
and
Netflix.
Jason Bateman's good in it?
Yes. Jason Bateman, Laura Linney, yes.
Because he usually does not play dark roles.
He...
Incoming Bab!
Yay! We're talking about Ozark on Netflix.
Oh, all right, I'll leave again.
So, I mean, he often plays, kind of like the straight man or whatever. And in this, he's kind of just playing a different kind of straight man.
Oh, okay. So he's not his dark one.
Well, he is, but he's so. I mean, it's right in the trailer for the thing, so there's no spoiler in this. But he's laundering money for Mexican cartel.
So is he more like Walter White towards the beginning of the show? Like, just kind of wrapped up in this kind of thing, but even though he's not, of it.
Yeah, so, he's familiar with his side of the business, but not, he's not in it to build an empire. He's, he's kind of, I mean, I hate to say he's a Jason Bateman type character, but he's a Jason Bateman type character. you know, a bit put upon, a bit kind of out of his depth, a bit like, yeah, just sort of a, not just a dry sense of humor, but just a kind of a dry sensibility. Like when he gets frazzled or flapped or whatever, he has a tendency to snark. But other than that, like he tends to be, you know, just sort of like really over controlled, over buttoned down. So in a comedy, he would be playing straight man because he would be that kind of, you know, neurotic buttoned down energy would be exactly like he was in, Arrested Development, where the rest of the family is completely wacky playing against that. It's just here, he's that same type of character, but he's in, like, way over his head with the cartel in, like, a super violent and dangerous situation.
Okay.
So it's, like, it's a real different way to take that same kind of archetype. But, yeah. Good show. I watched the first episode, and I wasn't super happy that day. I watched the first episode. And I was like, I'm going to have to put this show down for a little while.
Like, this show's fucking me up.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't so much that I wasn't happy as I was already feeling stressed. And then like watching a character who's, you know, a dad trying to provide for his family, get stressed out about providing for his family. I was like, this isn't a thing I want to be identifying with right now.
Not these guys.
Yes, these guys. I know. We'll go away eventually.
We're back.
Something good.
Just tell your wife I'm eating myself to death.
We're there. Yeah.
Slowly. Very slowly.
Slowly.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. That's what they said.
And just about that way.
My wife came in and was talking to me about something. I'm like, you really can hear you, right? She's like, not these guys. As if, like, who gives a shit?
These niggas.
Oh, see, I didn't hear the rest of that. I just heard, like, her a bit louder with the, not these guys. Like, oh, you're talking to these guys again.
That's my takeaway from it. These fuckers again? Yeah. Didn't I tell you to not hang out with them anymore?
Didn't you just do this last week? Come on. Be reasonable. There have got to be some limits.
My wife.
Your wife. So, other than watching Labyrinth and Ozark a bit this week, how the fuck was everyone's week?
Shit. There we go.
Shit?
I accidentally unplugged these headphones, and so you're like, other than, and then I'm like, why is Andy stopped talking?
Well, it ended with how the fuck was everyone's week.
I love it.
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
I swear something interesting happened to me earlier in the week that I wanted to share on the show, and I was like, oh, it's a bummer we're not recording this week. I'll have to remember it 2 weeks from now to talk about it. And fuck, it might as well have been 2 weeks because I've already forgotten about it. Hooray!
Oh, was it your kid? His experience in the kitchen?
Yes!
Good job, Andy.
Yay!
Thank you.
I'm a good friend today. Just
that's how much life has happened in the week. I forgot that my fucking kid slapped his hand on a hot burner.
You know what? He was so happy with that meal. He was like, you know what, stove? High five.
Like, yeah. I'm going to slap the shit out of the stove for making such a good meal.
Stove, you have betrayed me.
How did he react?
I wasn't actually in the room, but I believe there was lots of crying.
Okay.
Yeah, that's...
And now, yeah, he has like a little burn mark on his hand.
Like, neat. You think it will go away?
I assume so. Like, it wasn't like he set his hand there and it's like, sizzle it.
He's like, let me see what happens if I leave it here for a little bit.
So, you said no blistering, right? So, it's just like redness?
No. It was like puffy, but it was never blistering.
Okay, that's
like, there was never
sign,
like
right?
pus and whatnot.
Yeah,
was that my, James? Nah, Noah, fuck, whoever you are.
I said, not blistering is a good sign.
Yes.
Wait, does that make me Michael?
Sure.
Okay. I'm the eldest for once.
Congrats.
Good job.
I just think it's funny that I'm the youngest Tancaster, even though I look like a decade older than both of you. Easy.
Really? You look a decade older. So.
Well, maybe. I did just cut down the snowy white beard. I'm going to Florida this week for work, and it occurred to me that I should not look like a mountain man going to these meetings.
Why not?
There's going to be important people in the meetings that I should not look like a crazy redneck hillbilly. I know rednecks and hillbillies are different things. Don't correct me, Internet.
Well, that's why you said them both, right?
Yes. Yeah. Because I could look like both of those things. Yeah, I figured I should not look like a moonshiner going into some of these meetings. And I shaved it off early because I also figured I should probably give my skin a little while to adapt to a different layer of coating and oils and whatever. Before I just like go there and fully break out. I'm just sitting there in meetings, like itching my newly shortened beard. But,
good plan.
It was actually tough to get the hair off. Tried to use a beard trimmer. The beard trimmer is just like, I don't know what the fuck you expect of me. So, I pulled out like actual barber shears and, like took the first whack of the beard with those things. And, that actually worked. So it's like 3 inches of hair in the bottom of my tub.
That's a lot of hair.
Then I got to work on Friday. People were like, holy shit, you look different. It's like, that's exactly my son's response. So I put him on timeout.
Wait, what?
No, he didn't say holy shit. But yeah, like I walked out of the bathroom.
You look different part. I'm like, wait, you put him on timeout for saying you look different?
Yes, I will not take anyone pointing out because I am more than my appearance, Noah. I'm going to raise that kid right. No. I walked out of the bathroom, newly shorn, and he stops. He's like, you don't look like my daddy.
What'd you do to my daddy?
I turned around, pointed out my tattoo. I was like, look. He's like, okay, I get it. You just, and your voice is the same and everything, but you don't look like my daddy. I'm like, yeah, I remember that when I was a kid, like when my dad was growing out a beard, because it's like such a slow change as the beard's going out. And then it's such a rapid like, oh, holy shit, your whole face changed all in one moment when you shave it off. And I didn't shave it off. I took it down to like 3/4 of an inch. But yeah, it went from like 4 inches to 3/4 of an inch. So I actually have a jawline again. So that's a little surprising. I mean, some of that's also the weight loss. So, you know, as opposed to having a jowl line like I did before.
Jowl line's hot.
I know. It allowed me to really emphasize the B words, like brisket.
Ooh, I love a good brisket.
Me too. It's actually a modified Patton Oswalt joke before anybody thinks that's funny. I mean, it is funny, it's just not my funny. I'm not funny.
Don't worry, I didn't think it was funny.
I know. I figured you probably knew exactly the bit I was referencing.
I didn't.
Oh, well, look at me go. I got references all my own. You just knew it was probably stolen, though. Like, pfft, nope. Andy's not going to do that on his own. Yeah, so other than shaving, pretty uneventful week here. Drew did get sent home early from school and told not to come back, but thankfully not for behavior, but rather because he was running a fever. And I discovered, I've noticed this previously, but Drew doesn't get sick the same way that I got sick, even as a kid. Like, when I got sick, like, shit landed like a ton of bricks on me. Like, you know, if I was running a fever, I felt every inch of that fever. Drew will be running around the house. I'm like, okay, he lied. He tricked somebody. He, like, he held up the thermometer to a light bulb or something when someone wasn't watching. You know, he's fooling us. And you take his temperature again, he's still at, like, 101 point something. But he's bouncing off all the walls, running around, joking around, being like a crazy little goofball. You're weird. You're like a cat. You get sick like cats do. Like, you don't want anyone to know that you're sick.
But then you might try and kill him.
Yeah.
We can't have that.
No. No. So that's also the reason why we can record this weekend, because I didn't go visit my brother. Because I didn't want to take a kid that potentially had the flu to go spend time with 3 other kids who don't currently have the flu.
That's a good call, my friend. That is a good call.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think about others, Andy?
Well, I try to do that, because I really hope that others do that about me.
Nope. I rarely ever think about you.
Probably.
I'm like, I remember I used to live with this guy. Fuck if I remember who he was.
Yeah. I do know that I vacuum up less beard hair now. It's a good thing.
We never vacuumed. What are you talking about?
It just became one with the carpet.
Did we even own a vacuum in the tan house?
Yes. Yes. Yes, we did.
I mean, it's probably stuck in the garage somewhere.
Probably. It was my parents'
it's
old
probably
vacuum.
Probably still there.
We're not going to need this later. We have already discovered a depth of living that we were comfortable with. Just got to move every couple of years. That's really the secret.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of moving.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. I wasn't sure if you wanted to talk about that. You helped move.
Yep.
Yes, so I spent, yeah, I was telling people, so a friend of mine from work said, so what are you doing this weekend? He's like, I'm helping my mother-in-law move. If there are two things that go together more greatly, it's mother-in-law and move. If I could throw a trip to the DMV in there, it'd be a dream weekend. Side note, I actually get along quite okay with my mother-in-law. It was just a funny joke.
Yeah.
Hot tip. If you're going to reserve a U-Haul, make sure you are aware of what time of day you're putting it down for. Because if you reserve it for 10:15 p.m. and you show up at 10:15 a.m., they don't have a U-Haul for you.
Wait, that's weird.
I know.
They're jerks that way. I'm like, what? The numbers are right? You got to be concerned with numbers and letters?
In the time of day? What are you guys?
How about you give me 50% credit and half a truck?
I mean, you like 50% of the letters were right. So then I had to like go like a couple cities over to get a U-Haul, and then, you know, U-Haul it back. And then also, here's, if you're going to hire movers, give them the right address.
Oh, wow, Tim.
So they don't go knocking on somebody else's door. We're here to help you move. Who are you?
Wow, Tim.
Honey, did we pay rent this week?
Oh, my gosh.
However, if you are going to move up a flight of stairs, hire movers, especially if you're not 20 anymore. Because they're 20, let them abuse their muscles.
If you are 20, it's still probably good to hire some movers because you're weak. At least we were weak.
Yes, but at 20, we were also super poor.
Yes.
What?
Hey, Tim, did you ever write that letter?
I'm almost done. I'm almost done with the first draft. Don't want to rush it. For some reason, James is in the bathroom singing as loud as possible.
I hear that.
That's what you do.
Anyway, and then, so like, I feel like I pooched everything and anything I could have pooched yesterday. Yet somehow the move was successful.
Well, that's good.
However, I did not have breakfast, did not stop for water, didn't have lunch, and... so I did. The first thing I had was like a soda. No, I had take a couple pulls off of a drinking fountain because we had to get the move done before my sons were headed to a birthday party, and I got to be the one to take them. I'm like, I like was so away from the move for so much of the day that I did not help much at all, other than being the one who coordinated the move and the U-Haul. Two things I fucked up.
I was gonna say air quotes around coordinated there.
I mean, I eventually got it done.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, so then like I. And then I bounced early to go take the kids to the birthday party. And then I was making friends with the dad who bought me a Pepsi. And I was like, that was literally all I'd had at all, to eat or drink that day was the drinking fountain and then the Pepsi. And then I had I grabbed a slice of pizza from the party. And all of a sudden, I got myself a dehydration headache.
Those are fun.
Because you can drink water and then the dehydration is headache. It's like, no, I'm still here. You can drink more water. No, fuck you. I'm still here.
Remember me?
You missed your shot, fucko. Should have drank some water earlier. So I don't recommend that. Eat and drink, kids.
Yeah. I have to remind Drew of that every weekend. Like, he'll come downstairs before Caitlin and I are up, start playing video games. I'll get up, be like, hey, buddy, did you get any food? Nah. Okay, can I get you some food? Nah. Okay, why don't you hit pause and come get some food? Hey, have you had anything to drink since this morning, since I got you water? Nah. Okay, go get some water. I'm not thirsty. Yes, you are.
I mean, the kids are, I mean, especially your kid is actively trying to kill himself.
Yes, this is true. I told him, I was like, hey, bud, remember about a year and a half ago when I got a kidney stone and I was puking because it hurt so bad? Yeah? Don't be like me. Hydrate. He goes, I had a friend at school telling me that he doesn't even think that kids our age can get kidney stones. I'm like, your friend is wrong. He said, well, that's what his mommy told him, and his mommy's a doctor. I'm like, I don't think that his mommy is the same kind of doctor that can tell you whether or not you get kidney stones. Because there's a lot of kind of doctors.
Is that, I mean, it seems right? Like, you can't get one that young, but I imagine the damage you're doing can start young, right?
I mean, the only thing that it takes is like calcium oxalate or some other precipitate to start to form in your kidneys. So
okay.
Yeah, and dehydration helps with that. So I'm pretty sure kids can get kidney stones.
Okay.
I'm going to ask Google. I'm also not a doctor, but yeah, I mean, dehydration just bad in general. So.
Well, yeah, there's many reasons
to even if I'm wrong about this, I'm going to be fully convinced I am right while I'm talking to my son. because he saw. He saw what it was like.
And you should also drink more water, because sometimes when you think you're hungry, you're really just thirsty.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I don't know if that's true, but it's a weight loss tip I read for my Ways to Lose Weight After the Holidays episode of my Christmas podcast.
Hey, look at that. National Institutes of Health. Symptoms and cause of kidney stones in children.
Ooh.
In your face, kid on the playground.
Yeah.
Suck it.
Is that like a thing? Oh, no, no. Sorry.
So that's it. Plan your moves and yeah. drink and eat.
Yes. As in chess, always plan your moves.
Or when you're macking on the ladies.
Mm. As or in chess, gentlemen. Try to have some moves before playing that game.
As in chess, know when you are defeated and just walk away.
Yeah. and flip the board over and pretend it was a tie.
I was like, who did I just hear who had the best line for being shot down? It was something Noah said last week.
Oh,
I would have destroyed you.
I would have destroyed you anyways.
That's the best, like, I got shot down line.
That is pretty good.
I almost wish I was dating again just to use that line.
I would have destroyed you.
I'm thinking
anyways.
About asking out women who are intentionally out of my league just so I could say it.
Good call.
The only problem is, what if they reconsider? I'm like, no, that's it. I set the line. I'm done. Go.
Well, I've always wanted to.
This transaction
destroyed.
Is over. I said, good day, madam.
It'd be like the
and I'm sorry
person.
For making this elevator ride any more awkward.
I really should not have picked the elevator ride to the top of the Empire State Building. We're on floor 7.
All right, so we wrap it up.
Really, really weird scenario. I am in New York, getting on a random woman in an elevator at the Empire State Building.
Tim's lungs still hurt from moving.
I guess I didn't really lift a ton of stuff.
No. I mean moving, like any motion.
Oh, silly.
Gotcha.
Zing.
In this scenario, Tim was the fat one.
In every scenario.
Nah.
I had lost a bunch of weight, and I just made poor choices all last week. I was like, should I have this salad for lunch? No, there are chips!
Chips are delicious.
Are there cupcakes still left over from that goodbye party last Friday? Well, they're not bad yet.
Little
We're
crunchy,
just gonna
but
throw
you...
them out if someone doesn't eat them.
Well, throw them out!
I threw them into my mouth hole.
Just take a fork and scrape off the crunchy bits on the outside where they've dried out a bit. Nah, fuck
no,
that.
Crunchy
scrape
bits
the crunchy
are where
bits
the sugar
right
is.
In my face. Yeah. Crunchy bits for me.
More monkey pussy for me.
What?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, Andy.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
He's talking about a Dave Chappelle bit for anybody in the audience who doesn't know. That's such a funny bit.
It is. But I also enjoyed implying that I fuck monkeys.
You know how long it taught me to suck my dick without trying to peel it?
Only a monkey can show you that kind of love and tenderness.
Sorry. Oh,
you are right there, Chief.
Ah, just that's a good bit.
Did I watch anything this week? I don't think so. Whoa!
You sound like what's his name, Shia LaBeouf.
I thought he was always saying no.
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe
blah 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 blah.
Yeah, no, that's me.
He's always saying things I don't give a shit about.
That's Shia LaAndy. Did I talk about Bright last week on Tancast?
Did you?
I think I just
the Will Smith.
Yeah.
Was it a movie? Is it a series? I don't remember.
It's a movie. No, I must have
talked about it. Series, but yeah, it's just a movie.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I watched it and I still didn't remember.
I also watched it, and I think I tweeted and said that I really wish Netflix would bring back the star ratings, because I didn't want to give it a thumbs down, but I definitely didn't want to give it a thumbs up.
That's why I thought I'd heard from you about it, because you tweeted about it.
Yeah. Like, I really wanted to strongly shrug my shoulders at it and, like, let Netflix know. No. So it's like, don't stay away from creative sci-fi whatever, or, you know, cop fusion. It's not that I hate cop shows. It's not that I hate fantasy. It's not that I hate cop shows and fantasy. It's just that this particular execution I felt supremely meh about.
Supremely meh.
Yeah. Maximally meh.
The maximum meh that you can ever feel.
Yes.
I would agree with all those sentiments about that show. Like, it was just kind of like, that was fine. I did not feel like I lost, you know, I don't feel bad for watching it.
Yeah, it's like you don't want that necessarily that time back, but if you had that time back, you would have done something different with it.
Yeah, that's an accurate statement. Like, I wouldn't watch that. I do like some of the visual stuff.
Yeah.
Like
what is the name of their podcast? Flophouse Podcast did an episode on it. And I was like, I didn't really dislike it, but I can't disagree with any of their criticisms.
the one person hanging up, like, in that thing where she's like half body, half, like, I don't know what happened to her. I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool looking.
Yeah. But they take a while to show you, like, this is how she got merged with that wall. So, like, the first time you see her, you're like, is that, like, just an art installation? Oh, wait, it's talking. Okay, is that normal for whatever type of thing this is? Because it looks like an elf, but then again, I haven't seen any of the rest of the elves merge with the wall in that sort of neon fashion. And then eventually it's, oh, no, that's an elf that someone fucked up with magic. Like, okay, well, great, but for something that they had a lot of world to build, they didn't do a lot to, like, here, let us ground you, the viewer, in this world. It was just sort of like, this is the way the world is, let's go! I'm like, okay, so I recognize that over there is a centaur, and I get that this is the LAPD, so that they're sort of the mounted police. Yeah, that's making sense. And yes, okay, I get it, orcs are black people in this particular story. Except there's also black people, so black people are also black people. So there's kind of, there's like black people, and then there's super black people.
Yeah. There's like the real black people that just like came from Africa.
Yes, yeah. So like
just
okay,
stop the boat.
Yes. Well, really what it is there's black people and there's black Muslims. So I get it. All right, I'm following so far. But now there's this chick in the wall, and you've lost me. Like, I was okay. I was picking up the references up until now. Like, they were pretty self-explanatory. But neon chick in the wall, this is some next-level shit. So, like,
there's a chick in the wall. There's a chick in the wall. Yeah. I got a chick in the wall.
Man, how funny will it be if at the halftime show he whips out his own nipples this time?
Oh, man.
Oh, shit. It's Super Bowl Sunday. I forgot.
Yep.
Yes. Fuck it. What? I just go back and think about that sometimes and just think about how ridiculous it was that we cared so much that people saw a nipple for a second.
You know, I remember when it was happening, us being like, yep, it was a nipple. I mean, I was amused by it, but I was mostly amused by the reaction. And I was completely not at all surprised by finding out that that TiVo said, yeah, that was the most rewound section of a live broadcast we've ever seen.
even still?
I have no idea if they even still keep those metrics, but okay. Yeah, at the time, TiVo was like, yeah, people hit live back an awful lot right then.
Wait, what was that? Not sustainable?
Gonna have you naked by the end of this song? Wait, her hand just shot up. What was she covering? Because there was that moment where, like, you know, it was all shiny and whatever because she had the big nipple shield thing attached with the bolt through her nipple. So there was that moment where it was like, oh, so he ripped off the outer part of her costume, but she had an under part of her costume. But then she covered up awfully quickly, which is very confusing.
All right.
Very confusing.
I remember someone told me that Janet Jackson did that on purpose so that when people tried to Google Michael Jackson during his trial, she would clog up the results. I was like, A, I don't think you know how Google works. B, stop talking forever. I don't remember who this person was, so I don't know if they took my advice.
Because they were an idiot. I'm going to guess not.
You're an idiot!
I was reading something. There was a study that I think it was anti-vaxxers are more likely to believe a lot of other conspiracy theories. Or maybe it's that other people who believe in conspiracy theories in general are more likely to be anti-vax. I'm like, well, yeah, because idiots don't just stop magically being. There's not like a boundary of idiot land where it's like, and then they cross this boundary and now they're normal people again. Because if you're an idiot who believes stupid shit, you're an idiot who believes stupid shit. It should be completely unsurprising that there are other stupid shit things that they believe.
So true. So true.
And if any listeners think that I am attacking them personally, I'm not. I'm attacking everybody who thinks that science is made up bullshit.
Science is magic, Andy.
That's the thing, is it's not. It's so, like, rigorous. It's easy to understand.
It's magic. It's witchery.
No.
What is this witchery?
Have an idea. Test that idea. Discover that idea was wrong. Figure out in what way that idea was wrong. Come up with another idea. Test that idea. Discover that idea was more right than the first idea. Go with the second idea. Until a third idea comes along, it is an even better explanation for what you've seen so far than the second idea was. Iterate forever, eventually science.
So it's like spells. You try the spell out, and you're like, higgitus figgitus, and that doesn't work. And then you go, higgitus shmigitus figgitus, and you're like, oh, better.
Abracadabra. Nope, that didn't do it.
Until eventually you're like, expecto patronum, and boom.
I tried two wings of Newt the first time. Didn't work. Gonna try three this time.
No, I'm gonna stop you right there because I see your problem. Newts don't have wings.
Oh, man, I just fucked it all up.
Yeah, and I fucked you fucking it up with science!
Magic science.
God damn it. You know, I'm going to quit this podcast and just go back to fucking monkeys.
Fucking monkeys is the best.
Fucking monkeys was Andy's first podcast. Hi, welcome back to Fucking Monkeys. It's me, Andy. This week, we're talking about Rhesus monkeys.
This week, I would like to explain to all of my new listeners once again that I'm not fucking racist.
I'm fucking monkeys.
Yeah, some very confused people from the South keep tuning in and getting disappointed every week. All he fucking talked about was actual goddamn monkeys.
I had one of them fucking monkeys come to my workplace and ask me if we were hiring. Turker Jerbs.
I don't know if I mentioned this before, because a podcast called Fucking Monkeys could be think of like you're angry about them, which is, yeah. I assume, what you were going for. Like, fucking monkeys.
Yeah. No.
Somebody at my work recently quit, but maybe I've talked about this already, very unceremoniously, like not 2 weeks notice, like, he was on vacation. He came back, cleaned out his desk, and left. Like, while he was on vacation, so he just never came back.
All right.
He was supposed to be back like 2 days later, but instead he came in a day early, cleaned out his desk, and never came back.
Yeah.
And I said, Mike's new first name is fucking. So, when we refer to Mike now, it's fucking Mike.
Oh, isn't this the one where him doing that, like, dropped a bunch of shit on your head?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think he earned that first name.
I'm still not out from under all that shit. I'm still learning how to do. I'm like, I was like, I would say to the people that he was supervising, I'm like, do you know how this worked? Because we never really talked about it. And now he's gone. I was like, do you know how to do the thing that I'm supposed to supervise you doing from now on? Great. Keep at it.
somewhat related, this week at work, I realized that I have joked around about quitting so much or getting fired or whatever, like me leaving, that someday I'll actually be leaving and no one's going to believe me. They'll think I'm doing a bit.
Andy's been gone for a week now. He's really taking his joke really far.
Man, he is committed to this bit.
Oh.
The part where he took all the stuff out in a cardboard box, I was like, man, this dude takes a joke too far.
There's somebody at work who's been who's been gone for a while for personal reasons, just kind of a long-term leave thing. I got back into work. I think I'd like taken a day off, so like I was a bit out of it. I came back in, and there's a roller suitcase in his cube, and no sign of him. Like currently there, having been there, like new stuff that hasn't been at his desk. So I was looking around. I was like, anybody know what's up with this roller bag? And it was just that somebody else was visiting the office and knew that that person wasn't there and had just tucked their bag in his cube. But then it just occurred to me, I was like, that actually is kind of smart. Like, if you're leaving and, like, you got to pack everything up. Because everyone always does, like, the big cardboard box when they're packing up their desk when they're leaving a place. And it's always just so fucking awkward to carry around. Wouldn't it be a lot simpler just to show up with a roller bag on your last day or, you know, whatever day you're cleaning out your desk and just chuck all your shit in a bag that has a handle and wheels?
Or you could hire movers.
Yeah. Yeah, you could.
Just make sure you tell them the right address and time.
Yes, that'd be good.
That would be hilarious if a bunch of people just showed up and started moving your desk. Tim, who are those people? Oh, I hired those movers. You got maybe 4 pounds of stuff tops.
Yeah, but I'm in my 40s. I'm not going to mess around with this back.
Why did you hire a moving crew of four? Guys, what's the use of making the money if you can't enjoy spending it?
Because one guy might have gone unnoticed by the rest of you.
And you're like, I need the biggest moving man you got.
You've bought 12 parking spaces.
We looked in the back.
Can't get out. What's he going to do, fire me?
You had one fucking roller bag in the middle of that huge-ass U-Haul. And why did you get a roller bag anyway? Well, you know, just because they're 20 doesn't mean I shouldn't be worried about their backs, too. This is what Andy does. He worries about people's backs. His own, other people's, mostly his own. Somebody actually pointed out, like, you know that thing you said about nobody knowing if you're leaving? If you ever show up with a roller bag, I'm going to know you're actually leaving. It's like, yeah, that would probably be a good sign.
You should sneak a roller bag in, and then anytime someone pisses you off, just... Oh, pull it out from under the desk. Is today the day? Or are you going to go back and do what I asked you to do?
Nudge it out into the walkway so everyone can see it. Just roll it out with my foot. Huh?
Just say, it's feeling like a roller bag day. Marketing, finish your shit. Or it's a roller bag day.
I like how they wouldn't care. They're just like, all right, whatever, dude. Fucking roll your ass out of here.
I'm assuming the scenario, him leaving, it would make it worse on marketing.
Actually, it would.
You actually work with marketing?
Yeah.
Wow.
I work with all kinds of people. I work with everybody. Everybody.
Everybody in the club getting laid.
No.
Oh.
I mean, most people are. Bad.
Yeah.
A lot of people are?
Not everybody.
A few
though.
People are.
Wait, am I in the
Ted
club?
Is.
If I am, then no, not everybody.
Oh,
you know
do
why?
We?
Because women will try, and I'll be like, no, pretty girl!
You'll be like, I would have destroyed you anyway, and then smoke bomb.
And then you walk away with flip flops. Flip, flop, flip, flop.
No, I got so little game, I'd fuck that line up too. Girl starts to walk away from me, and I'd just be like, I will destroy you! Wait. Wait. Sorry, I fucked that up. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to go full Klingon on you. Ah, shit. Now I'm looking nerdy.
My wife just recently talked to Flip Flop's wife our boy, girl, whatever, significant other recently on Facebook.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they had a good conversation about, like, kids and growing up and stuff.
And flip-flops.
I imagine that did not come up.
Pussy stink anyway. Flip-flop, 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 flip-flop.
Pussy stank. Flip-flop, flip-flop, flip. I mean, I understand. Couples argue. Couples get upset. Uh-huh. Things get emotional. Yeah. Don't ever tell your significant other that something about them stank.
Yeah.
There's no, you can't, because you can't just walk back in.
No.
Hey, you a funny story. Remember earlier I said your pussy stank? What I meant was, I am currently upset about the situation that's happening.
You know, you said some things. I said some things.
Noah just said flip, flop, flip. So you did just talk to her recently, right?
No, I didn't talk to her.
Oh, I thought you talked to her.
Oh, another Tim story falling down. Truth comes out. It's no pigeon.
Dirty lies.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. I thought you talked to the our actual old neighbor.
Melanie is the old neighbor.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Oh.
She talked to somebody tangentially related to that story.
Okay. Did she ask?
But you know what? It was still good to revisit. We all had a good time.
It was. We did. This is true. Truth doesn't matter. It's all about the feels. I'm just prepping to rejoin the Republican Party. That's all.
Oh, okay, great. Some would argue the Democratic Party leads too much with their feels and not with their logic as well.
I would say a lot of people lead too much with their feels and not with their logic.
Like, almost, but like humans do that.
Yeah.
But it's a human interaction, a human thing to do.
But denial of fact as party platform is something unique to the Republicans, so I am not going to both sides this one. It is the I haven't joined the Democrats, but it is the reason I left the Republicans 17 years ago.
Yeah.
Anyways, sorry, I killed the podcast again.
I'm going to join the after party.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, we're all getting laid.
Is that Roddy Dangerfield?
Really, yes. Poor attempt at it.
Oh, wait,
yes.
Are you saying his impression was not amazing?
it was got me close. I was like, that sounds like maybe Roddy Dangerfield.
That's Andy's MO. Yep. He'll get you close.
I'll get you close, and then I'll pop a finger up your ass and make the whole thing awkward.
Yeah. All right. Noah started to say something quite a while ago, and we interrupted him.
I think I was going to say, do we want to read the comment?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to shout it out.
I wasn't saying like we should. I was just like, you know, going to leave it up to the crowd.
I mean, I want to acknowledge it, but I don't know if we – I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
It feels cheap talking about it almost.
All right.
Well, yeah, I think it's because we're not worthy.
Exactly.
So I don't want to bring it up and have it be like, hey, everybody, someone said that we had an impact on their lives, and we just wanted to make sure that everyone acknowledges that somebody acknowledged us. More of just, I wanted to point out that we're not fucking worthy. I mean,
We're not worthy.
There's enough, like, pain and fuckitude in the universe that if our nonsense helps anybody get past that or ignore it or smile or remember somebody fondly or whatever, that's amazing. And I feel like completely accidental because not something that any of us are capable of doing on purpose. Does that make sense?
Yes. Well, I guess we should just quit dancing around it.
Yeah, probably.
We can just say thank you.
Yeah. So Christina left us a comment specifically in regards to the person who introduced her to the show, who went by Joe Anthrax when he used to leave comments, but who apparently passed away not too long ago. So, a better shout out than normal to Joe Anthrax, who we miss. We didn't even know he had passed away. And,
it's very, nice to hear. And also, it's weird, like, how, like, you have these tangential interactions with people, and someday they may die, and you may never know. Like, there's a crossing guard near where I work that I pass by all the time, and now she's gone. I have no idea what happened to her. I'm like, I hope she's okay wherever she is. Maybe she just stopped doing this job.
I'd say Joe is more important than that crossing guard.
Everybody's important. I was not saying.
No, nobody's more important than Joe.
Yeah, all right. All lives matter, Tim.
Well, she does say that his real name was Sean, so.
I know, but I thought we weren't. I assumed he commented as Joe on purpose. Joe Anthrax on purpose because he didn't want it, like he didn't want to be he didn't want his real life associated with this podcast. I'm not going to besmirch his good name in death either.
Okay. Well, I just thought, you know what? No, if he listened as Joe Anthrax, yeah, we can call him Joe Anthrax. I'm good with that.
Exactly. It's like his Miley Cyrus. Oh fuck, what was the name of her alter ego? Hannah Montana.
Yep.
We don't want his Hannah Montana life to be affected by his Joe Anthrax life.
Yeah, this is right. This is very true.
Or Carlos Danger. No? Nobody liked that reference?
Danger! Now that I've got the comment back up in front of me, I'd wanted to acknowledge it without, like, rereading it, just because the fact that he was young and had two young daughters and a wife that he left behind, like, that kind of... That broke my heart, and I just reread that, and it just rebroke my heart. So, yeah, sorry.
It's okay. You don't got to be sorry about your emotions.
No, I just taking the tone down.
Yeah, now we can't make light of anything.
No.
Now it's all real.
It's all darkness and no pants. Super rich. Kind of makes it better.
It's like when you're sharing a dick pic and then you want to share, like, a cute pic of a family. You're like, I can't share a cute pic of a family after a dick pic. That's not right. Doesn't happen to you guys?
I feel like there's a half-life. Like, there's... You got to let the dick pic decay for a little while.
But it's still right there in the chat.
Dick pic. Dick pic decay is a serious problem. Talk to your doctor.
But Dick Pic Half-Life would be an excellent name for this show.
Or a band. They could open for Jizz Mops a Go Go. And there's a flashback to, like, episode,
holy,
like,
shit.
90.
That was just some band name we made up, right?
Yes.
Yep.
I think I made it up.
Good job, Eddie. You're funny every once in a while.
Every once in a while. I can't even do one-liners. It's got to be half-liners, like Jizz Mops a Go Go and Smooth Ape Lip, and that's it. Oh, I'm a little dizzy. I think I may be dehydrated.
Oh, well, let's end this, and you can go get some water.
Nah,
unless
okay.
Anybody has anything else they wanted to mention?
Black Panther comes out soon.
Yes, it does.
Hell yeah, it does.
Did we all watch the trailer for Ant-Man and Wasp?
Yes.
I did.
I love the part at the end where he's like, oh, she's got wings and lasers. He must not have that technology when he made my suit. Like, yeah, I did.
Oh, I did.
Crack me up.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a good Marvel year.
It is. It's going to be
marvelous.
Yes.
I see what you did there, Tim.
But don't worry, DC's got us in December with Aquaman.
Wait.
Woo!
Oh.
I drink beer and I got abs. Explain that. You can't. It's magic.
He's
Aquaman
swimming all the time.
Motherfuckers.
He's always swimming.
He's swimming a lot.
This is true.
Always. Although the water obeys his whims, so I don't know how much of that is actually muscle-controlled swimming.
Yeah.
He could just have the water push him along like Moana.
Now, in fairness...
That would be fucking hilarious if, like, Aquaman was just super fat and just didn't actually swim. He just had the water push him along the whole time. He was like, oh, man. You know, salmon's really delicious, but kind of fattening.
Don't you talk to them? Yeah, I say, get in my fucking mouth.
And they have to listen. It's kind of terrible.
Have you ever seen a fish cry on the way underwater? It's weird.
I mean, it's not like their eyes get any wetter, but you know, you can
tell. Still tell.
You can tell.
Well, When I make the salmon fry up the other salmon, that's a fucked up part.
That's some next level shit. But you know, it's the only thing that gets me hard anymore. So you gotta do what you gotta do to get hard.
I mean, when you fuck the beluga whale, where do you go from there?
I know. I mean, the ocean's just crawling with them, just white and slippery.
I know you thought I would have gone with a sperm whale, but that was too on the nose.
Yeah. Speaking of on the nose, it is all about that blowhole. You know, that is the whale's nose, but I'm telling you, it feels the same.
I mean, it feels a little better, really.
But, I mean, not physically better, just, you know, emotionally, knowing that they're going to have to smell it later.
Yeah, hey, Zach, we looked at the script you put in for Aquaman. I don't think we're going to do this. Well, what's the problem with it? you have Aquaman talking about fucking a blowhole. Yeah, and? Try to do something different.
Have you read all the Aquaman comics? I can tell you no, because no one fucking has, because it's Aquaman. He talks to fish.
Not everything is Marvel family bullshit, okay? I'm trying to do something hard for the kids.
Did you see Dark Knight? It was gritty.
We're taking it up a notch.
Aquaman's dick is hard for the kids. This episode ended a really weird way. And that should be the name of the episode.
This episode ended a really weird. I like that.
We do tend to jump all over the place.
Yep.
Either that or Aquaman's dick is hard for the kids.
Oh, no. No. Oh,
that's a way to spend another 2 years off of iTunes.
Yeah.
Oh.
That tickled Andy.
Oh, man. I don't have the Santa beard anymore, but I can still chuckle like him. So, bowl full of jelly.
Wait, sorry.
So that's Sandcast for this week.
Did you take it all off, Andy?
No.
He left about 3/4 of an inch. Yeah.
Okay.
About a dick length. You know, an average dick length. A good sized dick length.
I tried so hard not to make a dick joke when you kept talking about 4 inches and 3/4 of an inch. I'm like, nope. It's too easy. He wants me to. It's a trap.
Yeah, it was. And since you didn't do it, I felt like I had to.
I know. I was like, well,
Tim,
he did it for me.
I took your job.
That's what procrastination is all about. If you procrastinate long enough, someone else will do it.
Sometimes at work, I don't get back to people right away with their issues and they fix themselves. I'm like, yes,
yep,
it works.
And if that doesn't work, then quit and it's someone else's problem.
Ooh, I have an awful story to tell you once we get off the show.
Oh, okay.
So, that's Tancast for this week. Not today, U-Haul.
Well, not right now, at least.
Yeah.
Later, in the AM.
12 hours from now.
Not at this exact time, U-Haul.
Remember, never trust Aquaman to not fuck your blowhole.
This week I hate that Netflix took away the star ratings, and it deprived me of the ability to say, meh, and Donald Trump. Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
Tancast. Man, we went through this whole thing without me talking about the fucking memo, because there was nothing to fucking talk about.
Yeah, did you get the memo?
Yeah, I saw that. That was great.
I can't believe I didn't see that all day long!
I know!
I was like, am I the only one thinking it?
But man, Twitter was abuzz with yo memo jokes, and some of those were pretty fucking good. Yes.
Yeah, it came out Friday.
Yes. And the number one takeaway of
it. It wasn't even a nothing burger. It was like a nothing side.
Yeah.
It like disproved the point they thought the memo was going to say, I thought.
Yeah, it did.
Basically, and yet people are still touting it as like, see, we win.
Yeah, no. Well, and apparently Nunes has admitted that he didn't actually read any of the primary sources. So this thing with his name stamped on it is basically just a work of fucking fiction. So it's his it's his fanfic. And just like Twilight, it sucks.
Don't you mean 50 Shades of Grey?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. It was that was Twilight fanfiction. I always think that Twilight is Harry Potter fan fiction, but no.
Oh, I'll be so glad when they stop advertising this new 50 Shades movie. I'm like, I don't care. Stop acting like someone should care.
Dude, and like, they're...
No, I think it comes out the same weekend as Black Panther.
Yeah. Or maybe it came out this weekend, but I can't be bothered to give a shit.
Oh, it did?
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, it said this Valentine's Day, so I assumed it was that weekend. You know what? No, I am not putting brain power into researching it. Who cares? No. I just want it to go away.
Yes. I want to stop having, like, oh, I better fast forward this really fucking fast before I have to explain S&M to my kid.
Just give him some Aquaman comics. He'll be fine. Oh, you'd stopped recording? Great.